Armadoxy for today, Mystery Too Deep. The first hymn which is sung at the Divine Liturgy of the Armenian Church is Chorut Chorin. It sets the tone for the entire liturgy. I remember the first time I read the translation of those words, mystery, deep, inscrutable, without beginning. The words to the hymn, as well as to the entire divine liturgy, were translated by Archbishop Diran Nersoyan, of blessed memory, back in 1950. He was one of the brilliant minds of the Armenian Church of the 20th century. His accolades are many, but among the top was his vision for having an Armenian seminary in the United States. He founded the St. Nerses Armenian Seminary. He was elected Patriarch of the Armenian Patriarchate of Jerusalem, and he served as Primate of the Eastern Diocese. 1978 was a special time in my life. I had just returned from the seminary of Holy Etchmiadzin and had entered the seminary at Clermont. As an Armenian student in this Methodist seminary, I relied heavily on Archbishop's Divine Liturgy translation for research comparisons and thesis development. Adding to the specialness of 1978 was that it was the centennial celebration of Albert Einstein's birth. Not far from Clermont was Cal Poly Pomona, and I was able to enroll in a class about Einstein, tailored for the non-scientist. It was there that I found this most meaningful quote by Einstein. He said, "The most beautiful thing that we can experience is the mysterious. It is the source of all true art and all science. He to whom this emotion is a stranger, who can no longer pause to wonder and stand wrapped in awe, is as good as dead. His eyes are closed." He pointed to mystery and the awe awakened by that mystery. In essence, Einstein was uncovering a truth expressed by the Armenian Church for centuries and articulated in Chorut Chorin. In 1989, I received a letter from Archbishop Diran while I was pastoring at the St. Andrew Armenian Church in Cupertino, California. We had met only casually and once while I interviewed him, but to receive a letter by the revered Archbishop, the encyclopedia of the Armenian Church, for me was like being called out at a concert by a superstar on the stage because he recognized me. Yes, me. Yesterday I gave you a brief background of that letter. Today, as promised, I continue the story of our exchange. The letter was an invitation to edit a theological journal for the St. Nerses Seminary. His generous letter was flattering, and his offer to edit the journal was, well, more than I could ever have imagined at that point in my ministry. He invited me to come to New York to meet with him to discuss the details. I went there and spent three of the most memorable days of my life, just being around and living around this giant of the Armenian Church. I visited the Archbishop in his New York City apartment in the Washington Heights area. It was next to the Holy Cross Armenian Church on 187th Street, a church which was infamously the site of the 1933 assassination of Archbishop Levon Turyan. During my stay with Archbishop Diran, I want to say we discussed many topics, but it was more like he talked and I listened. I was in awe of his intellect and how he organized his thoughts. Indeed, what we knew from a distance was even more pronounced in person. He was the encyclopedia of Christianity, and a specialized volume of that encyclopedia focused on the Armenian Church. On the second day of my visit, Archbishop Diran took me into the Holy Cross Armenian Church. It was the Lenten season and the curtain was drawn. We came up the center aisle and he pointed to the spot where Archbishop Levon was assassinated on Christmas Day, 1933. With his killing began the ugly division among the Armenian people and the Armenian Church in America. Journalist Terry Phillips writes about the assassination in his book, Murder at the Altar. Archbishop Dedan had the vestments of the murdered archbishop, with bloodstains still uncleaned, pointing to where he was brutally stabbed during the service that day, had them brought out for us to see. Against this reality, the esoteric and spiritual discussion of mystery was going to be hard to find. Yet Archbishop Dedan was not to fail me. He took me up to the altar. With the curtain closed behind us, we stood in this narrow space in front of the altar area at Holy Cross. I began the conversation citing the beautiful words with which he translated Chorin. Each of his words were selected perfectly for this translation. The word inscrutable intrigued me. So with that admission, we began a conversation on mystery. In Armenian Orthodoxy, you understand that God is beyond explanation. If you can describe God, then he isn't God. Mystery, chorurt, is the catch-all term for the divine realm. With the groundwork laid, Archbishop Dedan asked me if I knew why there were 12 candles on the altar. The 12 disciples, I answered, the 12 points of light. He laughed. He had a very kind laugh that let you know he was amused. No, the candles are not in reference to the 12 disciples, but to the 12 signs of the zodiac. I thought he was putting me on. The zodiac? Isn't that what Nancy Reagan was being ridiculed for? Then I looked in the Armenian church calendar, Oratsuits, published annually in Holy Etchmiadzin, and there they were. The 12 signs, printed on the pages of the calendar. Mystery was fairly deep. In fact, maybe too deep. Until he asked me one more question. One which sent me over the top in its simplicity and explained mystery in what we now refer to as in an Armadox manner. So until tomorrow, the prayer Chorin, as translated by Archbishop Dedan Nersoyan. O mystery deep, inscrutable, without beginning, thou hast decked thy supernal realm as a chamber until the light unapproachable, and hast adorned with splendid glory the ranks of the fiery spirits.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.